This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. And again with me this week, as last week, is Cheech Stewart, who manages our thrift stores. And welcome back, Cheech.
Hi, David. I'm glad to be here.
I want to brag a little bit about Cheech, that this year Mayland Community College had a women's program, and Cheech was awarded the Outstanding Woman of the Year and received that, the first of that award, which is going to be offered annually. And so we're really proud of you, and that's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. It was a real surprise to me. I was speechless at the program, but I was very honored to get it.
You know, one of the things I want to mention this week is we're part of an organization, a statewide organization called ADVOS. Tell us a little bit about ADVOS.
ADVOS is the Association of Domestic Violence Outreach Stores, and it was started by Alice Coleman, who is the director, and she's located, they have a new store in Zebulon, North Carolina. It's kind of our, what am I trying to say?
Kind of the pilot store.
Yeah, the pilot store of what they want the stores to look like. And their organization will actually come out to any of the domestic violence stores and help them arrange and, you know, make their sales and their profits better. And we're real lucky to have them, and we visited several of the surrounding counties and hopefully going to help them do some better money.
And you're on the board of directors of that organization now.
Yes,
I am.
I'm on the advisory committee where we go out to different counties and advise the stores.
And we've been very successful in Mitchell County, and we want to thank everybody for helping make that possible. But because of that, then we have been able to help some of the surrounding counties in setting up their stores and improving their operations. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention is that, as well as being a thrift store, we also are a small business, and we have now a goodly number of people that we employ. How many people do we employ at our thrift store?
We have 6 employees, and hopefully that'll grow as we grow. We do, you know, it's kind of we're all a little family doing our thing.
They have a lot of fun down there.
I noticed
that when I go in there. It's more like having a good time versus working in the store. And we also use volunteers. That if anybody's interested in helping us, tell us a little bit about how they might get involved.
Oh, we would love to have more volunteers. You get to sort through all the treasures that come in and hang clothes. There's a job for everybody. And if you have a club or an organization who would like to do some volunteer, we would love to have you. Just contact me. And my cell number is 4670062, and I would love to personally talk to you and bring you in and get you started.
It's a great opportunity. You can do some good for the community and also help a lot of people at the same time. There's a new little market that's opened up, and you've got a stall in there for antiques and collectible items. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's called Back by Popular Demand, and we do get a lot of estate donations, and we get valuable items, and I tend to put that over there because it's mainly for collectors looking for them.
And also tell us a little bit about some of the special things that you do, like the Dollar Food Drive that's coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we hope to do that. It will probably be after the 4th, but you donate a dollar and you get half off of anything in the store, and everything goes to our food pantry at the shelter.
And just to explain to people that when ladies leave our shelter, they are in dire economic circumstances, usually for a while, and so they come back from time to time, and we help them with food to feed their families with. And so these food drives, we use that and use what's called MANA, which is an organization here in Western North Carolina that collects things that are going out of date in stores and so forth but are still usable, and we make those items available to former victims. So we're just about out of time, so give them the number of the attic if they want to call you. That's usually where you are. And
the number at the attic is 765-7115, and it's open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 5:30.
And we welcome anybody that wants to come by and shop, or if you have a donation you'd like to leave, we would appreciate that too. And we want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.